Have you had one too many illegal operation message from Internet Explorer? Do you know somebody who's not able to listen to this program who would benefit from a shell account? Did you think that shell accounts had died a natural death? Well, Ken Scott, who was a blind person himself, believes that particularly in the blind community, there's still a lot of call for shell accounts. So he's put his money where his mouth is and set up his own business, shellworld.net. Ken joins me on the line now. Welcome to Main Menu, Ken. Let's start by finding out how you got into this shellworld.net business.
Well, it's an interesting story. I've been on the net pretty much constantly for 7 or 8 years, I guess 7 years now. It'll be 7 years this year, and occasionally before that. Over time, I, obviously, like everybody else, saw that shell accounts were becoming harder and harder to get, and there were still, well, people in general, plenty of people in general, but blind users in particular, even with the advent of the various graphical systems, Windows and the like, who wanted them. And I have had for the last 2 or 3 years an idea in mind of doing something like this, and I could just never quite get everything together. And finally, this year, things fell into place well enough to where I could at least put a system online that would offer remote shell accounts, telnet shell accounts. So unfortunately, we can't do dial-up, which a lot of people, I get email just about every day, people wanting to know if we can do dial-up for them, and it's just so expensive that right now it's not possible for us to do. But it's something that's been in the back of my mind for 2 or 3 years, and I just finally gotten into the position this year to where I was able to take a shot at it and see what happened.
Now, a lot of people who are listening to this program are listening in Windows with streaming media and probably running a Windows-based screen reader, and they may not ever have had an experience of a shell account. Can you go back to square one and explain to us what a shell account actually is, what it does, and why it's a good thing in your view?
Well, a shell account basically makes you a terminal on a Unix system, and you run programs, Unix programs, Linux programs, whatever. I won't even get into all the debate about whether there's a difference between Linux and Unix and all that, but you run programs that are on the shell machine from your PC, and you're able to take advantage of the speed of our machine being connected right to the backbone of the Internet at via T3. Actually, we have multiple T3 lines. It's a little bit difficult to explain to somebody who may have never heard of it at all before, but basically you're a terminal on another machine, and you run programs from that machine, such as email programs, a web browser, IRC chat clients we have, an ICQ clone client that can be run from it, and pretty much anything you would want to do short of, unfortunately, the kind of thing we're doing here, although you can do it on a Unix system directly if you're sitting at the keyboard, but you can't run streaming audio through a shell account to your PC or whatever. But that's, in a nutshell, that's it. I can try to get a little bit deeper into it if you want, but in a nutshell, that's it.
Are you involved in other businesses? You involved in the Internet in any other way that gave you the ability to start this thing up?
Well, I have done some things off and on over the entire time that I've been on the net. Not so much businesses, just volunteer-type things. I run a mailing list for blind amateur radio operators. I have run in the past an IRC network, a couple of IRC servers that were dedicated to the blind community, and I still run one which is part of a small but more mainstream IRC network called DS2. DS2.net is the domain name that has a lot of blind users. So I've always sort of been on the periphery of the thing, but this is the first time that I've ever actually done something to not so much to try to make money, but unfortunately because of the cost involved, it has to charge people something because, you know, I have costs that run into several hundred dollars a month, and so I have to make those back. So I have done some things, but not from the standpoint of trying to make a dollar off of it.
Why is there still call for shell accounts in the blind community, given that Windows Access has really matured in the last little while and, you know, web browsing is so easy, you've got email clients all over the place that work well. What are the selling points of a shell account now?
Well, there are still a lot of people who don't have Windows, for one thing, or they have it and perhaps use it for some things, but just still prefer to use a shell account because you've got, which I didn't really explain very well before, you've got a command line, you've got a prompt, you enter your command, and execute the program and then go from there. A lot of people, like I said, still don't have Windows, either because they can't afford it themselves or because of whatever their situation is. Perhaps they're not able to get it through or get a new system that can handle it through some group or state agency or whatever, either because they just don't qualify or they don't choose to play the games that can sometimes go along with that sort of thing. And frankly, a lot of people who have Windows and use it every day and love it, still, on occasion, if they have a familiarity with shell accounts, prefer, or at least would like to have the option of being able to have one and use it for certain things that maybe they have a little trouble doing in Windows. For example, a Windows browser or something like that, they can just get on the shell if they're familiar with it and execute the Linux browser, which is a text-based browser, and, you know, jump right off to a web page at high speed because it's running from our system, which is connected directly to the net, and they're not sitting there trying to load a web page on a 56 point whatever K modem connection or slower. So in all manner of, it's pretty much limited to the imagination of the person who wants to use it as to what can be done with it or how it can coexist, how having a shell account can coexist very nicely with whatever else they may have.
I can understand that dial-up must be quite expensive to implement with a phone line and a modem for each user, etc.
What it would cost, probably several thousand dollars a month anyway, to have, just in the U.S. alone, to have nationwide dial-up over here from some of the big players, the big networks, UUNET, PSINET, people like that, who they sell dial-up service to all the major internet providers like Earthlink or the online services such as AOL, but it would cost me several thousand dollars a month to be able to do that.
Right. So how do people connect? Would they use something, if they were in DOS, would they use something like NetTamer to make a PPP
connection? They could do that. If they have a local PPP account, a local dial-up connection via PPP account, they can use NetTamer, dial their local provider, and then tone it to us. If they have Windows, Windows has its own Telnet application, I believe, that comes with it. And there are, I'm sure, other shareware Telnet applications available for Windows. They would dial their local provider in the same way they normally do and then Telnet to us. Anybody that has any kind of access to the Internet with some sort of Telnet application, either from another shell or from Windows or NetTamer and DOS or whatever they have, would just Telnet to us just like they might Telnet anywhere else and enter their login name and password, and they get a shell prompt, and they're in business.
Right. Now, what about the specifics of the programs? You mentioned briefly you had an ICQ clone and a whole suite of things there. For those who are familiar with the shell accounts, can you tell us exactly what email clients you have available and different options like that?
Well, we have Pine, which is an email program. Some of these Unix programs have rather strange names, which don't, of course, some Windows ones do too, which don't necessarily tell you a lot about them. But the Pine email program, or Elm, which is another email program, we have the Lynx web browser, which is a text-based web browser, which we have a special version of it, which will allow it to do some things that the typical Linux browser out of the box, so to speak, won't do, such as access secure websites, like a lot of e-commerce sites use for their order pages. The typical Linux web browser as compiled on the typical shell machine will not access the HTTPS, that's a hard thing to say, URLs, but our version will, so conceivably it gives people who either perhaps still don't have Windows or have it, but just want to be able to move around on the web in something other than Netscape or Internet Explorer or whatever else they have, the opportunity to get online and order things that, you know, anything they might want from, who knows, Amazon or CD Now or whoever they happen to deal with, any place that you can order anything from online that uses secure web pages for ordering, they can access that. I mentioned the ICQ clone. We have that, which is not, unfortunately, a full-featured clone of ICQ, but it allows for instant messages between individuals, which is what most people use ICQ for anyway, not group chat. Pretty much anything that you can do short of the streaming audio and things like that, listening to something, a sound file of any sort, really, you can do with one program or another that's available on the shell machine via a shell account.
So you will, of course, have an IRC client in there.
Absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, we have several of them.
Yeah. How much does it cost?
We are selling a basic shell account to within the blind community for $10 a month. People can email. I don't have a lot about this on our website, unfortunately, but people can email shell, S-H-E-L-L, at shellworld, shellworld.net. An autoresponder will send them all manner of information about the account, payment options, and just pretty much anything else they would want to know, along with a sign-up form. There's a sign-up form at the bottom of it. Just, cut out all the other stuff, fill out the sign-up form, send it back, and we set them up. They have a shell account, usually within an hour or so, and they're in business. We pride ourselves in being able to offer what I like to call tech support from a blind perspective. That is, if you, a lot of people I'm sure have had this experience with their internet providers, if you call them with a problem and you end up telling them that you're using speech or braille or whatever to access the net, even though it may not have anything to do at all with your problem, then they get tangled up perhaps and really don't know what to tell you or don't want to tell you anything because they're scared they might mess something else up on your end in the process. You don't have to fool with that with us because we are there. We've been there. We use the same thing you do to get there. And so, like I said, it's tech support from a blind perspective. Pretty much anything they want to know about, you know, the account, any problem they have with the account, we can help them with from their own perspective in language that they understand because we've been there ourselves and are there now every day.
Now, do I get an allocation of disk space with the shell account? Is there a limit?
They have 10 megs of space for the $10 account includes 10 megs of disk space, and we can sell them more for those who need more. At $1 per meg per month. Generally speaking, ten megs is enough to take care of most people. They get a www subdirectory where they can put a web page up if they want to, and they also get their own host name. So they can be, generally what we do is username.shellworld.net. So if you fix a name, the username Jonathan, for example, you would have the host name jonathan.shellworld.net. And if you had a website, people would go to jonathan.shellworld.net and get straight to your site without having to enter a bunch of slash username, whatever stuff at the end of the host name. We try to do pretty much anything that the user wants. If we don't have something that they want, we get it, if at all possible. We keep the software updated regularly. Anytime a new version of something comes out, We edit. I've gone through 3 or 4 versions of the Lynx browser just this week. They've been in the process of coming out with their latest version, and they've had a lot of development versions along the way, and we've had all of those. You know, we try to offer everything that the blind shell account user could want or has ever wanted in a shell account but has never been able to get. That's what we try to do. Like I said, we've been there. We know how it is, and we're trying to do it upright, if at all possible.
Are people entitled to install their own software?
They can do that. On the $10 account, the only restriction I have is that there not be any background processes. That is, things that run when the people aren't there. I can let them do background processes, but I would want to talk to them about it first and at least find out what it is, and depending on how much or whatever they're wanting to run and how resource intensive it is, we might need to negotiate another price. But in theory, yes, anybody can compile anything they want and run it as long as they're on the system. And if they want to let us know what they're doing, as far as if they want to leave things running when they're not there, then I'm sure we could probably work something out on it. Yeah, sure.
What's the response been like from the blind community to this innovation?
Well, we're getting there. We, as of this Tuesday, I believe it is, as this is being recorded, it will be this Tuesday, will have been 6 weeks that anyone has known about it. We have, we've had a couple come and go lately, so I don't have an exact number. We have around a dozen or so users. It's not the greatest in the world, but we're getting there. We get a lot of requests for information. Unfortunately, like I said, especially here in the States, people are somewhat disappointed a lot of times when they find out that we can't do dial-up, that they can't just dial right straight into a shell account. I know that's a desirable feature. It's something I want to do long-term. It's something I want to be able to do, but we're just not there right now. And I would hope that people, you know, obviously I don't want people to sign up who have no use for, don't know what it is or whatever, a shell account, but those who do and can find some use for it or have some use for it, I would hope they would sign up and support what we do have right now and enable us to grow and expand. And once we get to the point where we're breaking even with what we do have, then we can possibly look into the dial-up access thing. Although, again, that's it's very costly to do. People just have no idea. You know, they don't necessarily understand the concept that all the dial-up providers in their town are using numbers provided by one or two national services. I know some of you have run into the, have encountered the discovery that you switch providers, but your phone number, the number that you call, stays the same, and that's because they all share these things. There are only 2 or 3 networks that do it, and it's just an extremely expensive proposition to do for such a niche service like this just starting out. But we want to do it, and, you know, if we get the support, we will do it.
Do you think that there might be some room for a sponsorship deal with the companies that provide these big dial-up facilities?
I would be more than willing to talk to anybody who wanted to put some money into what we're doing and enable us to expand in that area. Absolutely. Also, by virtue of being on the net with a Phenium 3 500 megahertz system, 256 megs of RAM, a whole bunch of disk space, roughly 10 gigs of disk space, we are able to offer a lot of things that we haven't even talked about here, such as, well, mainly because the shell accounts are our core business. That's what we intended to do when we started, but we're there and we can do web hosting for businesses. For example, if an adaptive technology company who already has a website perhaps is not particularly satisfied where they are, at least has no compelling reason to stay, chances are we can give them a lot better deal than what they're getting now, and they will be putting their money into something, back into their community that is really paying their bills every month and putting food on their table, directly or indirectly, It's supporting something that is for that community and in the process helping us to grow and be able to do more for that community. The same thing goes for blind entrepreneurs out there, whether you're selling to the blind community or to the public in general. We can host a website. We can do domain name hosting. We can help people register domain names if they need to. It's pretty much anything they need. The fact that we push for shell accounts so heavily should not be taken as an indication that we can't do other things. And anybody, certainly anybody who wants to talk to me about doing anything along more of a business line can email me at admin@shellworld.net or sales@shellworld.net. We'd be more than happy to talk to anybody about anything.
Are you looking for ways of cross-subsidizing the core business, which is providing this range of services to the blind community, through more general services? Because I note from your shellworld.net website that you are kind of sticking out feelers, as it were, to the rest of the community regarding certain IRC-related activities and things.
We have, it's like the web hosting and the various other things that I just mentioned. Given the fact that we have the system there, it's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with an ample amount of resources to spare, we have and are continuing to try to sell things to more typical shell account users, people who want to run IRC bot programs, people who perhaps want to run IRC servers or MUD servers, or any number of things. That is really what our website is taken up with, is trying to sell to them. It's not necessarily always going to be that way, but that's the way it is for now, as we're just getting started. And I try to handle the bulk of the basic shell accounts, the $10 accounts for the blind community, through email. But yes, we're looking at anything that will keep us going. I have expenses, like I said earlier, several hundred dollars a month. And right now, we're nowhere near making that. So, sure, anything that is a legitimate use for a shell account that anybody would have, we'll talk to them and most likely sell them something that will meet and surpass whatever needs they might have, and in the process, make money to be able to keep the system going, which will enable us to continue to exist and to expand our offerings into the blind community. And also, I might mention, we're looking at a number of other things. We have numerous things on the drawing board which aren't quite done yet, such as perhaps a Telnet BBS, which would be freely available to the blind community as a whole, where people could discuss a message-based type thing, where people could discuss issues of concern to them. We're also looking at doing an auction service where people can perhaps sell equipment or software or just anything they might want to sell and be able to take advantage of the, for lack of a better way of putting it, the whole eBay phenomenon without putting their stuff, which would not necessarily be of a large mainstream interest, on a service like eBay and just hoping that other people with similar needs would find it. So that's something else we're looking at. If people want the $10 shell account, they can email me at shell@shellworld.net. They will get email from an autoresponder, which will include a sign-up form to send that back. We'll put them in business. And like I said, if the business community, any aspect of it, adaptive technology companies, anybody, blind entrepreneurs just starting out, whether you're selling into this community or to the public as a whole, wants to put up a website, move a website, get DNS hosting, get some help with domain name registration, anything in the world, email us at sales@shellworld.net or admin@shellworld.net, and we will work with you, and I believe we can probably save you some money and give you more of what you may already have for less money.